Let's talk about the special session. Give me basically your overview of this week in Austin from your point of view.
We're talking about special session one, two, or
the third one I'm hearing rumors about. Yeah, let's talk about two, our last week there in Austin.
Oh, well, from the House side, we tackled HB2 early. We spent 11 hours on the floor the other day, and we finally passed it out. Not too many incidences in the gallery, so we, kind of did not mirror the Senate as we did on session one, but I think they take that up today, and it may be a very interesting day in Austin.
Well, and but also your thoughts on the demeanor. If you were still in Austin when the Senate thing happened, that was pretty amazing to watch on YouTube the next morning for the rest of us. That Texas was in the spotlight for maybe the wrong reason. You hate to see that kind of controversy out there, but I wonder if you had a chance to talk to any of the veterans over there and what their thoughts were of the first time that the abortion question came up on the Senate floor.
I talked to a few of the veterans, but I give you a different perspective. I was very fortunate to have my family in town that day, and so my wife and I decided to let's take the kids over there to see this historic filibuster. I mean, because it's very important for, kids to see this historic aspect of it and to see the passion on both sides of that issue. So we were able to sit on the floor. I was able to get them on the Senate floor for a few moments in time, and we actually saw two points of order, and obviously the second one where the Senator Ellis helped Senator Davis put on her back belt. So, when we went to dinner that night, the perspective, was interesting for my wife and I to share with the opportunity those kids had. And then when we went to bed at 1:30 that night, all four of us were still glued to the iPad watching the proceedings and the questions that the kids had through the evening and then the next day. I mean, that was truly a very historic time in Texas. And good, bad, or ugly, however you are on that issue, it's a tough decision. We fought through it, and Senator Davis, I will give her props for going the whole 13 hours.
Yeah, it was history in the making, that's for sure. Now, based on your committee assignments, what kind of work did you have to get accomplished this week?
I have been just merely sitting in the House waiting for an opportunity to vote, but we spent time on the juvenile justice issue yesterday, and that was supposed to be a quick in and out, and we ended up being on the floor for another 4 hours. So times are very interesting. We are going to debate. We will take up transportation on Monday, and the House, instead of the Republican versus Democrats, we've got a little House versus Senate going now after all this fun. So we have changed the transportation bill a little bit that they wanted us to vote out. And so I think we're going to be in session a little bit longer. And for Texas A&M, I think there's some good whispers out there that TRBs may make it back on the agenda.
Yeah, we had we talked to Representative Rainey yesterday, and he mentioned that. So I know they're going to ask the governor to put that back on the call. So any thoughts right now? Do you think that'll make the call? And then, as you say, there are some whispers about a third special session. What do you think would be on that call?
Well, I'm very optimistic that we'll get TRBs for the universities. I hope so. Another called special with the governor retiring. And him, whether he's doing it, I hope he does it for the state of Texas, but I think the state of Texas will benefit that he's trying to help his last party shot as he chooses his next endeavor in life, which obviously would be running for the president of the United States.
It'd be interesting to see how that works out. Well, have a busy week then next week, and we will talk to you next Friday.